tend to all the children. Tend to the children. Just like, you know, you bring a whole lot of children, you know, and put them down, you know, in one house. Well, somebody have to look over them, you know, and tend to them that way. Just a house full of little children. Mm-hmm. And if one act bad, you know, they'd whoop him. They'd whoop him, too, the old woman. And if the old woman didn't tend to the children, they'd whoop her, too. Huh? You know, to make her tend to the children, she wasn't doing nothing. Well, she wasn't a crippled woman like me, you know. She wasn't an old crippled woman, satisfied she wasn't an old crippled woman like me. And they'd whoop her. And they had trays. I don't know where you see the tray. Wooden tray, dug out, you know, all about that long. And all of them, you know, would get around that tray with spoons and just eat. I neglect that because I ate out of the tray. Huh. With spoons, you know, and eat. Such like moisture, soup or something like that. But feed them, you know, before 12 o'clock. And all them children get around there and just eat out of there. And that old woman, you know, she would tend to her. Your name Aunt Tishy. Yeah, I know old woman, name Aunt Tishy. And
just she, like slopping hogs,
what? Just like a tray, you know, just like a tray, you know, you'd have. It's made just like a hog trough, you know. In clothes, you know, they'd wash them things and scald them out for the children. I didn't see them scald, but that's what they told me, they'd scald them out, you know, mm-hmm. for the children. And them children eat out of that thing, and just with spoon, if one reaches spoon over in the other's hand, over in the other's plate, he's gonna hit him, you know, knock that spoon back, you know, on his side. And that's when we were chilling, you know. Wasn't able to tend to no other children. I had a brother, though. He could tend to children. And, you know, just sit him down in a corner and put this child, you know how little children, put this child between his leg and then hug his hand around his child. That's where he nursed him. Couldn't stand up with him. Couldn't, you know, just enough to, you know, shake him this way in the arms. I can remember that. I had a brother named Wright. And he just shake that child, set him in the floor.
And he was too little to pick him up.
Yes, son. And if that child kicked much, he'd fall, kick him over too, you know, and the old woman come down, spank him, and get the child back in his arms. And they had certain times to come to them children. I think about this like a cow, I said, would go to the calf, you know. Uh-huh. And you know, they had certain time. You know, cow come to his calf at night. Well, they come at 10 o'clock, every day 10 o'clock to all them babies. Them what nurse, you know. Mm-hmm. Them what didn't nurse, didn't come to them at all. The old lady fed them. Them wasn't big enough to eat, you know. She'd, the old mother had time, you know, to come. When that horn blowed the horn for their mothers, you know. They just come just like cows. It's funny, you know, coming to the children.
Yeah, out of the field.
How long did they nurse a baby?
Ma'am.
A couple of years? How long would they nurse the baby?
Until
it was big enough to walk, I guess.
Yeah, something about 9 months or something like that, you know. Uh-huh. They nurse until it get big enough, you know, to eat. Uh-huh. To get eat. And they'd come to every time, come down and nurse that baby at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the day.
Once a day?
Yes, ma'am. 10 o'clock in the day and 3 o'clock in the day. They'd come to that baby and nurse
twice
it.
Twice a day?
Yes, and twice a day. Come there and nurse that baby. He couldn't eat, you know. But if one could eat, he wouldn't come till dinner time. But one little one what couldn't eat, they'd come to it. That old woman had a time and they were slopping them children. Yes, and I knew that. And I remember, you see a scar wrap in my forehead?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of scar.
Yes, uh-huh.
I had slipped out and some boys was throwing and knocked the scar in my head and I was little.
It's way up here.
Yes,
underneath your hairline.
Yes,
uh-huh.
When I was little, slipping off out the old woman's slop room, I call it, because you know that's your fetters.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and that scar, I call it, boy, throw the rock and hit me here. When I was young, you know, and hit me, and I was little, coming on out there, I call it the old lady's slop room. It wasn't a slop room, but there's a house, you know, where it fed all the children. I call that a slop room. Fed all the children.
Who did the cooking for the plantation?
I don't know what the old woman's name done the cooking. Miss Clement did tell me here not long ago who done the main cooking. You know, they didn't cook in the kitchen like here. They'd have an off kitchen, off from the house.
Outside,
Yes, and then pack the village, you know, to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Pack it to the kitchen. They wasn't cooking in the kitchen dining room. I was a great big girl when I know the Miss Bethany and them had a kitchen and a dining room mixed together. I was a big old girl. They cooked it on outside,
uh-huh.
Right in the yard, but you know, they cooked it out there and then brought it to the house, brought it to their kitchen when I was a child.
Well, they had some of the slaves who worked in the house and then some worked on the yard, isn't that right?
No, them waking in the yard, men waking the yard some nights, but them there what wake in the kitchen, they didn't have nothing to do in the yard. And they had one, you know, to make up beds. Had one to make up beds, you know, and one to cook. And then they go, had such a time to make up bed, and then they go to field. And then had a regular nurse, you know. Nurse, you never just see old mister with the baby, never no time. It had a regular nurse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you'd hire somebody to nurse, but be a grown woman nurse, tend to that baby. And keep them kids, never did care to old mister that was hungry night or day. No, that was hungry. They cared that too. You tend to that baby. That baby slept with the old nurses and all.
Hmm.
Yes, they slept with them. Didn't have nothing to do. Care the baby and sit there until he'd nurse, and then after the nurse, you know, then you cared back, tend to it. You didn't have to just she tend to it, you know, and give it to you. You get give it to her and nurse it, care how cold it is, and you carry that baby back on in that room where you was.
Hmm.
And I know.
Well, did the mistress nurse the baby, or did she have?
Yeah.
She nursed from the breast.
Uh-huh.
But see, she nursed this baby. That he had to be hungry. Well, the here nurse would bring it to her and let her nurse it. And then when she nursed, she'd hand it right back, night or day, you know. And tend that baby night and day, hand it back to her. And if that baby's any kind of sick, that nurse had to sit up there at night and tend to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, more
she
than...
never did, huh?
Ma'am.
She never would take care of it, like that.
No.
The nurse had to do it.
No. Well, you see, that's done now, my nephew.
Uh-huh.
That's
so
right.
It's not done now, my nephew.
Yeah.
Well, my niece had... granddaughter here, she take care of baby, and his mother hardly ever take it. And he said, you know, this ain't slave time. And she never do hardly ever take it.
I know a lot of women do.
Yes,
that, don't,
don't tend to them. No, don't tend to them.
Well, do you remember any of the slaves being sold? Do you remember any slave sellers, you know, men that would just buy and sell slaves?
No, sir, I never did see it. Our children never did know that, you know. We heard talk of it, but then I ring that was after slave, I ring. We hear talk of it. You see them talk about, you know, putting them on stumps, you know, or something high, you know, and beating them off like you did cattle.
Hmm.
Beat them off like you did cattle.
Well, none of your folks were ever sold then?
No, sir, none of them ever were sold.
You were born right there and never did leave. You were.
Born right there and stayed there until I was about 9, 10 years old, maybe even more. Stayed right there. We didn't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after freedom broke, just turned, just like you turned something out, you know, didn't know where to go. That's just where they stayed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Didn't know where to go. Turns out, just like, you know, you turn out cattle. I say, didn't know where to go.
Do you remember when the Civil War was being fought?
Well, I can't remember much about it, but I remember this much. When Mr. Bethany was gone a long time, looked like a long time. And I remember all the next morning, it's when he got up. Now, don't knock that back there. When we all got up and all of them went to the house to see old master. And I thought old master was dead, but it wasn't. He had been off to the war and come back. But then I didn't know, you know, into the war. I just didn't know it had gone a long time. All the niggas gathered around to see old master again. You know, and old master didn't tell you, know, it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They waited till, I think now they said they waited them 6 months out of that, 6 months, and turned them loose on the 19th of June. That's why you know you celebrate that day, colored folks. Celebrate that day. Celebrate that day.